This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. My name is Richard Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
With you, as usual, all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch with the show, get us on WhatsApp. We're on 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Kicking off today, interesting topic, all about customer service. Now, I'm sure we've all had our moments with customer service, be they good, be they bad. More often than not, though, here in Malaysia, my often discussion is the fact that customer service generally doesn't exist in most places.
That's quite harsh, really.
Right. Let me give you an example. Right.
Okay.
Good examples of good customer service, I'll quote a very well known coffee house that's located fairly close to here. They do decent customer service. They know your name when you go in. They know your order, one thing or another. On the flip side of things, if we look at certain hardware stores, for example, generally from, I think they're from Australia, they begin with an E and end in Ace. They are the kind of company where you go in and you ask for something and it's, don't know. That's the kind of response that you get.
Right.
Really?
You know, yeah, it's appalling.
Well, that's very different from my experience
right.
at that particular hardware store.
The one that begins with A and ends in A's.
Yes, right. Yes. I've always been told exactly which aisle to go to.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Lucky you, seriously. Right. But that's not what our focus is on today. It's still with customer service, but it's about the kind of the phone call kind of customer service. That's what we're going to start off with first. So when you call somebody and you're supposed to speak to a person, and often, more often than this actually stemmed from a discussion we had with Arvin, didn't it, yesterday?
Yes, yes, it did.
He was talking about his experiences with customer service. So the question for you guys is, would you prefer AI, that is artificial intelligence, over humans when it comes to dealing with customer service? You know, give us your thoughts. Let us know. 018-789-8899. That's what we're starting with. Then we're going to move on to Chris's story for today, which...
It's horrific.
Yes.
I read the article this morning and I was... very, very upset, and I was very, very unhappy, and I just wanted it to not be a thing, but it's a thing, so I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, co-worker cuddling. It makes us all shudder, right?
A little bit.
A little too close for comfort.
Right. I mean, we're close, but
we're not that close.
For comfort. Story number three. More people than ever are ditching their smartphones for what's known as burners.
Or dumb phones. Or feature phones.
Or feature phones.
Yes.
And then finally, we're wrapping up with Huawei's fake smartphone shots. You may have seen this trending currently. It's all over the place at the minute where they essentially cheated, right?
They lied
to us all.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so why AI is the next revolution in customer service? AI-powered customer service has picked up its fastest pace. It is a new revolution which every industry is working on to transform conventional customer service into AI-powered digital solutions and improve every aspect of customer journey, including brand awareness, product knowledge, customer acquisition, after-sale support, and loyalty programs. According to marketing gurus, by 2020, more than 80% of customer service will be conducted without engaging humans. It will be taken over by AI-powered chatbots. So this is about self-learning bots. Good customer services have more chance of converting a lead to a sale and further they develop that into a loyal customer. With AI coming into this space, brands should be able to respond to queries more quickly and accurately with the help of self-learning bots. They're very versatile. That's the idea behind it. So the benefits of having AI-powered customer service, I'll quickly run through these. Number one, they're available 24/7. They're replacing live chat and other forms of contact. Two, customer handling. They can have simultaneous conversations with thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, clearly cost saving. Number four, customer satisfaction. The bots are bound by some rules and obey them as long as they're programmed correctly. Number five, work automation. They can automate tasks. Number six, sales assistant. People could use bots for getting product knowledge. They can monitor consumer data, better lead generation because they can ask necessary questions. Now, okay, that's enough with the list. When you call somebody to complain,
yeah.
What is the one thing at the back of your mind? I'm speaking from my own personal opinion.
All right.
You're struggling to put this in the right context.
I want to speak to a human and I want to release to that human my frustration.
Hmm.
You can't do that if you have a bot.
I think for me, it's less a matter of frustration and more a matter of, usually if I'm calling customer service, it's because there's been a problem with the service.
Right.
And I will be panicking and I'll be worried. So like for me, a really good example of this was I lost a debit card back in the UK and I was freaking out because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for anything. And it was a whole thing, because in the UK as well, I think it's starting to use less cash more and more nowadays as well. So I called up my bank. And I was really panicking, and throughout the entire process of time that I was pressing, like the press one to do this and press two to do that thing, I was freaking out. But when I finally got to the person, they were like, oh, are you okay? You know, it's all right. We'll get this sorted as soon as we can. Don't worry. Calm down. Mm. You know, have you canceled your card yet? Have you done this? Have you done that? And the tone of which they responded to me and were able to just talk to me and calm me down and let me breathe a little bit was so helpful. And I don't think you could recreate that with AI. I don't think so. You know, the emotional part of what customer service could be.
Have you had that experience here in Malaysia, though?
Losing a debit?
No. Speaking to somebody with that tone and with that attitude here in Malaysia.
I don't think I've actually interacted with a lot of customer service representatives in Malaysia as of yet. But most of the time, I mean, usually when I go to like a supermarket or something, they're not particularly friendly most of the time. So I don't know if that's a cultural thing or not.
Okay, Oats?
I don't know. Like, if... to think about it, I hardly call customer service to complain. If I'm going to complain about something, I'm going to write an email to them. But when I do call,
oh,
it's for assistance.
And then
after that, you just, very mafan lah. I'm not going to do it, right? So, but whenever I do call, it's to seek assistance.
Yeah.
And generally, they have been helpful. I think the human element is important. Mm. One thing that does frustrate me, though, is you know how they have that press 1 for Bahasa Malaysia, press 2 for English. At the end of the day, even though I press 2, I'm going to end up with someone speaking in Bahasa Malaysia to begin with.
Right.
So my question is, or even if you just say, they say press 1 for credit cards, press 2 for debit cards, you still end up with someone at the end of the day asking you, what are you calling for?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think also with some of those automated menus, it's sometimes difficult to actually figure out which option to press as well, because sometimes they'll say like, if you have a problem with your card, press 1. And then the next thing is, if you have a problem with your debit card, press 2. So you're like, I don't know which one applies to me. Because do I go the more specific route, or do I not, or what?
Yeah, and I always find myself just waiting for that option to speak to a customer service personnel.
Yeah,
exactly.
All the time.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? And so that's the thing. And often when you get to those menus, that option is the very last one on the option.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And most of the time you think, oh, it should be 0. So you push 0 and you end up going back to the previous menu.
Yeah.
And then you get more frustrated. And
yeah.
You're like, okay, so what might it be? Could it be star? So you press star. No, that's going to take you somewhere
just
else.
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
So I think in kind of like in times of crisis, I think that it should be human customer service
first, right?
Yeah. Mm. So like if you have a problem, if you're part of a kind of complaint or feedback, you know, that customer service, it should be a human person.
Right.
But if you're like a restaurant and people just want to look at your menu or something, go for it. Do a chat bot, you know?
Yeah, I'm all for that.
So here's the thing. We've been talking so much about how customers feel about customer service. But what do the customer service personnel themselves feel about AI chatbots for customer service, right? Most of them, like more than 70% of them, are really for AI chatbots just because they feel like they can then deal with the more complex issues.
Like Chris's debit card issue.
Yeah. And that way, there's more job satisfaction than rather just answering questions like, where is the closest branch? I'm in Petaling Jaya right now.
Right.
You know, that can be frustrating.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For them, to help increase job satisfaction, they feel you should just assign all this mundane, like pretty straightforward.
The FAQ stuff.
To the AI chatbot, and they'll deal with the more complex issues.
Okay, let's open up that question then to you guys at home on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. The question is, would you prefer AI over humans when it comes to dealing with customer service? You know, let us know either way and just give us some kind of feedback. Tell us what you think about the idea of that. If it's a difficult situation, would you rather speak to a human? If it's something simple, would you rather speak to a bot, or vice versa? Let us know. You can also get us on Instagram and on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from Pearl Jam with Even Flow up next. We'll be right back in a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.